You're listening to SBS News.
The fallout over Arsenal midfielder Mesut Ozil's remarks about Muslim minorities is continuing, with one prominent football identity suggesting the player should face the consequences. FIFA's global head of football development, Arsene Wenger, says although Ozil has the right to free speech, he's not representing the Arsenal Football Club's views.
The club just needs to make the right decisions, you know, and football club is first. You have to understand that the football club is built on values and on good players, and that's what the club will have to do, is to get these two together.
Wenger is also a former Arsenal manager, and he says he supports the current manager in charge. He says he's unsure about any long-term effects for the highly paid footballer.
I think what is important is that Ozil has an individual responsibility. He doesn't carry the word of Arsenal Football Club. You know, and so what he says is about himself and not about Arsenal.
The United Nations estimates up to 2 million mostly ethnic Uyghur Muslims have been detained in China. Mesut Ozil has complained about the Muslim minority group having to stay quiet. China has denied any mistreatment, but United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has also voiced his concerns, stating Beijing can't hide its violations. China's ambassador to Australia, Sheng Jingji, says claims about Uyghurs being held in detention camps are false and the province is flourishing.
Xinjiang's economic and social development have made huge progress. The freedom of religious belief and the rights, other rights of all ethnic groups in Xinjiang have been promoted and protected.
China's Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang has invited Ozil to visit the Xinjiang region.
I would like to tell him that Xinjiang now enjoys political stability, economic development and social harmony, where people all live and work in peace. We welcome Mr. Ozil to visit Xinjiang to look around. As long as he has a conscience, can distinguish right from wrong, and uphold objective and impartial principles, he will see a different Xinjiang.
China's state broadcaster decided to drop a Manchester City Arsenal game from its schedule over Ozil's comments. On Wednesday, NetEase announced it was removing Ozil from a computer game in China because of what it called his extreme statement. The publisher of the soccer game says his speech has violated the sport's spirit of love and peace. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.